You're listening to The Pulse.
Hey, hey, Fort Stewart, it's Kevin Larson coming at you with a new podcast. It's called The Pulse. It's all about Wynn Army Community Hospital and what you need to know about what's going on here at the hospital that serves all of the beneficiaries across Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. In this inaugural episode of The Pulse, I'm going to talk with Sergeant First Class Nicole Bynum. She is the Sexual Assault Response Coordinator here at Wynn Army Community Hospital. Sergeant, thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
Morning. We are in the month or in the coming days of some pretty important days for sexual assault response, April 24th and April 26th. What can you tell me about those two dates?
Okay. Those two dates, we're actually in the month of sexual assault awareness and prevention. It's nationally recognized as in the month of April. The 24th is actually Denim Day. So that Denim Day is significant because there was a case that happened where an individual was sexually assaulted. She was wearing jeans. The ruling stated that because she was wearing jeans, she may have assisted the assaultant in raping her. They protested against that event, and thus we have Denim Day, which recognizes that critical event that happened. With the 26th, we're recognizing here at Wynn, we'll all join together and wear teal in support of Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. It's extremely important. We're empowering everyone with knowledge during this month.
Why was teal chosen as the color for Sexual Assault Month? That's an interesting choice. Is there any specific reason why teal was chosen?
Teal is actually the color for the entire program.
Okay.
In sexual assault and domestic violence as well.
Interesting. And I do recall that case, I believe it was in Italy with the denim, where the court basically told the victim what you said about that instance. And this is a great way for the staff to show their support, doing your part in preventing these kinds of things. Open call to the staff to wear denim on the 24th and teal on the 26th of April. To bring it back to point, why does what you do matter here at Wynn Army Community Hospital? What is your role here?
My role here is to be the voice for the voiceless. Of course, it's to empower, which is to teach others about prevention and prevention techniques, but it's also to coordinate services for unfortunate victims of sexual assault. Some of the services that we coordinate are behavioral health, medical, legal services, and chaplain services.
All right, folks, we'll take a short break.
If you or someone you know needs crisis support, dial 988. This 3-digit dialing code connects directly to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, where compassionate, accessible care and support is available for anyone experiencing mental health-related distress. The 988 Lifeline helps thousands of people struggling to overcome suicidal crises or mental health-related distress every day. There is hope. Call or text 988 today.
And we're back. I'm with Sergeant First Class Bynum. Nicole Bynum is the Sexual Assault Response Coordinator here at Wynn Army Community Hospital. She runs the program, and like you heard her say just before the break, she's the voice for the voiceless. Let's dive into that a little bit more. Are you strictly for the hospital, or do you touch the installation at large? Do you have a larger role than just Wynn Army Community Hospital?
Currently, my population only consists of the Wynn Army Community Hospital assigned personnel. So that's the Department of the Army personnel and the dependents that may fall under it.
What about any patients or beneficiaries that come into the hospital? Would they come to you if they had a concern, or where would they go if they had a concern?
They can always come to me, of course, and I will refer them to their servicing unit, SARC or VA.
Perfect. And then, of course, you know, the reporting process. If someone comes to you with a report, you know, that's one of the things that we get asked about in our annual training. There's the restricted and the unrestricted report. What are the differences between those two?
Some of the major differences between unrestricted and restricted is with restricted, there is no investigation. Unrestricted, of course, there's an investigation. With unrestricted, the victims are entitled to an expedited transfer, which could be from location to location, unit to unit on the installation. And as well as with restricted, of course, they get medical services and they legal services, chaplain services.
Right. So the only person, well, there's a few, but the only one that I can think of at the moment that can take an A restricted report is the chaplain, correct? Are there any others that can take a restricted report, which would basically mean there is no investigation, but other people can take a restricted report?
A victim advocate or a SARC.
So you could take a restricted report?
Yes. Okay. Most medical personnel, they are required to report the incident.
Very good. And then an unrestricted report, obviously, if you talk to the law enforcement or anybody like that, that would, of course, automatically generate a report that would be investigated, correct?
Right. In some circumstances, legal may be able to speak to individuals about it restrictively.
Okay. So is there anything I forgot to ask or anything else you'd like to share about the SHARP program here at Wynn Arm Community Hospital or the month that we're in or the 2 days we have coming up that the staff can show their support?
We appreciate the support always. We would like to encourage people that it doesn't stop with the month of April and that we should always be vigilant, one, to educate ourselves, and two, to stand up and prevent the things from happening.
Very good. Well, Sergeant Bynum, thank you for joining me on this inaugural episode of The Pulse, the podcast that keeps all of our Wynn Army Community Hospital beneficiaries and staff informed about the happenings here. Thanks again for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right. This is Kevin Larson from the Wynn Army Community Hospital Public Affairs Office signing off, and I'll catch you on the flip side.